Today's suicide attack is the deadliest since Israel ended its six-week offensive in the West Bank last month. Israelis claim it marks a change in tactics, that Palestinian suicide bombers are trying to escalate the number of casualties resulting from their attacks. Philip Wilcox is a former U.S. ambassador at large for counterterrorism, now at the Foundation for Middle East Peace. He says no matter the size of the attack, Israeli security forces face an uphill battle.
It is extraordinarily difficult to defend against any kind of terrorist bombing because terrorists seek surprise. They come out of nowhere. It is virtually impossible to create a fail-safe defense against terrorist bombings. While one must respect and support Israeli efforts at self-defense, as any nation would, the only answer for security for the Israelis is a political solution. Defensive measures aren't nearly enough and simply won't work unless there's a simultaneous political approach.
Does it reflect a change in mindset if you're looking for greater casualties? That is, does it suggest that the terrorists have a different kind of goal or are on a different timetable than they were in the past?
I think the Palestinian terrorists, the Hamas and the Islamic Jihad, genuinely believe that they can force the Israelis to end the occupation by killing more Israelis in acts of terrorism, just as the Israelis' leadership believes that by the use of heavy and increasing force against Palestinians, they can subdue Palestinian nationalism and aspirations for a state. Force is not a successful weapon for either side in this conflict. They're only digging themselves in deeper and making it worse.
You've suggested that the political process is the only way to a solution here. How do you feel about the way things are going on the political end right now?
I don't think they're going well, John. I think that there is, again, I regret on the part of the Bush administration, a almost exclusive focus on improved security performance by the Palestinian authorities. I think that is essential, but it will not work unless there is equal emphasis by the United States on a political plan, a political initiative that will promptly resume negotiations and lead toward the withdrawal of Israel from the West Bank and Gaza, the end of settlements, and an equitable two-state solution.
What do you think of some of the measures that the Israelis are taking in this regard in terms of the security? Prime Minister Sharon is now advocating a 68-mile-long fence between Israel and the West Bank. Can that have any effect, do you think?
No, I don't think it will succeed. The Israelis and the Palestinians are so intertwined that creating a physical barrier is not going to bring security. And it's another diversion from what ought to be the main focus, that is a political negotiated resolution to the conflict. Palestinian terrorists will find ways to circumvent political barriers, and the Palestinian public will not coalesce strongly against violence and terrorism unless they see some hope that through political negotiations they can get a state of their own.
Thank you very much, Ambassador Wilcox.
Very welcome, John.
Philip Wilcox is former ambassador at large for counterterrorism. He's now at the Foundation for Middle East Peace.